There is what I call the prime of greatness. What is the prime of greatness? What is the epicenter of greatness? What is the apex of greatness? What is the nexus? What is the connecting point that regulates great men? Every great man, when you look at his life, there is a system that he established. No man succeeds alone. If you are planning to succeed alone, it's a mirage. It's a dream. Wake up from that dream. It will never be a reality. Every man that succeeds has a well-established system of success. Whether in a secular world, in the corporate society, in ministry or otherwise, there is a nexus, there is a network. That is why successful people have a clique of colleagues. I can tell you the reason why you are the way you are is because you don't have three billionaires as your friends. You don't have three millionaires as your friends. If you have three successful pastors, ministers as your friends, you will become one. If you are a musician, ensure that you have three globally recognized musicians around you. If they are your friends very well, I assure you the truth. When you look at what they do, you do, you do, you grow. It's very simple. Whether you like it or not, do you know Boa? Everything that Dangote does is what Boa is doing. Do you realize that? The same cement, the same sugar, the same everything, but he's succeeding and they are all friends. You see that? Messi and Ronaldo are friends. All of these great men are friends. I'm telling you. All of them are friends. All these senators, they are friends together. You are the one that say my party is PDP, is APC. No. They meet together and say, we are all senators. Forget about this party. We are all senators. Because they use the same tactics. All of them, you vote together. They did the same manifesto. You are the one killing yourself. The prime of greatness is your ability to be able to harness human resource. Harnessing of human resources is greatness. Service unto others is greatness. That's what I call the bondage of greatness. This is the only gateway for you to become great. How a common man can become great is by a system I call the bondage of greatness. How every great man wants to become greater. Every man wants to become better. As such, he will require the help of others. As powerful as Dangote is, he cannot sell all his product by himself. Do you realize that? Dangote needs truck drivers. He needs all kinds of people. As powerful as the senator is, he cannot vote himself. As powerful as Oedipo is, he cannot pastor all the churches of living faith. He needs other people. As such, you can partner together with Oedipo and also become great. Every great man wants to become greater. As such, you can become his friend. You can partner. You can contribute to his life. You can tell him what he has to do to become better. If you can help him get what he wants, he will help you get what you want. That is the bondage of greatness, because they will never be satisfied. Meet a billionaire today, he will tell you he wants to make more billions. They met Dangote. He said, Dangote, you have so much money. Why not share all the money you have to all the beggars in Kano? He said, no, it doesn't work this way. So anytime he passed by them on the street of Kano, and he see those 5 naira, 10 naira in their hand, he feel like collecting the money because they don't know what to use the money for. He said he felt like they should give him the money so that he can use it to invest. Those billionaires are not planning to dash you money. They are planning to collect the one you want. That's what they are collecting every day. You took water today. You took their salt. You took his juice. Everything about you is them collecting. Why? Because they want to become greater. Dangote is still looking for money. He's working every day. Working how many hours in a day? 18 hours in a day. An average day, I work close to 15 hours. Average day, 15 hours. Greatness is not cheap, my friends. Even if you are the only one managing all the churches or all the company of Dangote, you will not sleep in a day. You won't sleep the way you are sleeping. Now I'm telling you the truth. Greatness comes with a lot of responsibility. It's a bondage. Nobody wants to rest. They want to become greater. As such, you can always partner. And no man greatness stop you from becoming great is a lie. There is always vacancy for another one to rise. That is why we rise by lifting others. I'm telling you, many of the great people you see today were lifted by other people. I am the product of the endorsement of so many people. Many people endorse me. They may not even be powerful in themselves. There is a door that they cannot be able to enter, but they are like the gatekeeper. Do you realize that? I'm telling you, I've been to some meetings where just somebody that is a gate man said, there is somebody, Philip Zephas. I'm amazed. Somebody just took a message to somebody, somebody just read a book. As I'm talking to you right now, in many countries, they are transcribing my books to different languages. Somebody just took it there. One of the things you must always understand is this. Greatness is cheap if only you are willing to serve others, and also you are always willing to lift others. Pastor Chris today is referred as one of the greatest men. Why? He lifted all these, them Sinaj, them Frank Edward, and Eben. And what's the other guy's name again? One guy called one day. He said, ha! He can't believe that. How can Pastor Chris invite Eben, Sinaj, all of them, Frank Edward, in the same meeting, and they came? He now called a live show. He said, Pastor, we want to appreciate you for bringing all these people together. See, we have been trying to bring them for many long time. They couldn't come. They are too busy. He laughed. He said, what an insult. These are my children. I make them to become who they are. And I gave the mic to Eben. He said, Eben, this is what the word is saying. Can you talk to the word? Eben called him and said, Daddy, thank you so much. I'm not even worthy to stand here to talk where you are. Then let the whole world know today, he didn't pay me to come here. I'm so happy that I'm here. He said, no father pays his children. No. It's their responsibility to hearken when you come. Why? Because he made them who they were. Eben said, I was a confused man. I was so confused. He gave me the platform, gave me everything, made me become who I am today. Do you need to beg him to come for his meeting? No. The prime of greatness is how much more you can lift others. Long cut. How many people were you able to train to become effective people in furniture business? That's greatness. Greatness is not only you succeeding. No, you have failed. It's only you succeed. If today you die and your company fail, nobody can take over. You have failed. If you have trained 15 people and today one is in Lagos, one is in Abuja, one is in Kano, one is in Port Harcourt, and all of them are having successful furniture business, you are a great man. They can never talk their history without mentioning you. They can decide to take you away from their future, but they can never talk about how they learn and not mention you. That's greatness. The prime of greatness is how much more you can lift others. That is why as you become great in life, learn to also contribute your quota to others. How much that is through you, other people can pray. Don't just be the only one. No. Do you know that through you, another person can know the Lord? Do you know that through you, another person can pray? Through you, another person can love God? Do you know that you can be the agent of light to cast out darkness in the lives of people? You don't want to know how many times I've appeared in hospital just when people are about to die. I just come, I say, I come as Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, leave. And they are alive today. And it amazes me how this thing works. I call it envoys of God. How I come as a representative of God. It will amaze you how many people will never have known God in their life. They only know you. And because they know you, they can never tell their father or mother anything, but they will be telling you everything. At that point in your life, you are like a God to them. Because anything you tell them to do, they will do. You are not a human being. That's greatness. The prime of greatness is to be able to ensure that you stand by others and ensure that they rise. That when they are supposed to fail, make stupid decisions, you are there to guide them aright. How all their mates were not guided aright and all of them failed. And this one that were guided aright now become something in life. That was what Jesus Christ came and did. Gather 12 apostles, disciples. Train them. They became apostles. He now sent them as foxes. They turned the whole city upside down. You and I are a product of what he did. It's what I call the prime of greatness. That the ideology, the kingdom he poured, didn't die with him alone. He died. But many people became the umpire of it. That's the only way to immortalize yourself, my friends. Can your life be the source of inspiration for another person? Jaja, how many people have you trained and teach them bass guitar? Look at me here. I can't play even normal guitar. When will you start teaching me bass guitar? So that tomorrow I will say it is Jaja that taught me bass guitar. Everywhere I go, I will be mentioning his name. You understand? I learned Messi one day. Messi, is it Messi or Ronaldo? That was talking about somebody that gave him money or something. Ronaldo. At that day, everybody was looking. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? No matter how Dangote is the richest man in Africa today, everybody still know the story of Dan Tata, his grandfather, right, that he borrowed money from. That's the prime of greatness. And you get what I'm saying? Can you ensure that through you, God can heal another? What are you doing with the healing anointing you have? The wisdom God has given. There are some of you that can counsel. Somebody can be so confused. If the person meets you for 2 minutes, the person will receive direction. It's a gift. What are you doing with it? You are eating and going to toilet every day. It's a waste of time. Use that gift to be able to counsel nations. Many of you, families will be wrecked down. By the time you sit down with the two parties and begin to talk, wisdom comes. Many of you, if you advise your father today, your father will do better than what he's doing today. But you feel there's no need. He's not listening to you. What are you doing with the giftings of the Spirit? You are having dreams, you are having vision, you are not doing anything with it. Every of those things, God is communicating to you so that you can use it to be able to guide others around. That's what I call the prime of greatness. How that through that which God has given to you, others can be put aright. Others can be equipped. Others can be built. And one of the greatest reasons why God helps you so that you can be able to help others. If you are not willing to help others, God will never help you. Why should he be helping you? Because anytime God look at you, look at a whole generation. He look at a whole nation. Nevertheless, there are wicked people upon the face of the earth that never want to raise anybody. Have you met somebody and said, can you teach me how to play piano? He said, look at you. Play what? Get out of here. Do you think I learned this thing by suffering? I suffer to learn it. You too, go and suffer. And the person thought he's wise. He's foolish. He's foolish. That you suffer to learn something doesn't mean you should suffer others. No. You went through a process so that they would don't go through it again. All the mistakes I have learned a lot of mistakes in this life that people that listen to me should never make them. I have drink before. I have sleep around before. I have what? I was foolish before. I was carnal before. I was occultic before. What do you want to go and experiment again? I told you that life is not good. You want to experiment it? Go. You will come back to the conclusion that I was wise. Many of you want to go and have your own experience. You may not return back alive. You may return back with one leg. Learn from other people's experience. You'll be blessed. You'll be glad you did. You know what I'm saying? You are walking with somebody. The person hit. He moved and hit his leg. The person, I hit my leg. Oh, lift up your own. He said, no, you too, you must hit. You too, you hit too. But the difference is that you hit, your leg break. His own is just a little bruise. Many of you can never be wise. Your friend went through this path and this is what happened to her. You too, you are going through the same path. There are people that are not willing to teach anybody anything. So today, those are people who are called real wicked people. Many people are stingy with their anointing, stingy with their wisdom, stingy with everything. Those people are the ones that will go up using a ladder and they will take the ladder away so that others will never use it again. There are people that will go up using a ladder. When they are done, they will throw away the ladder and break it so that nobody can use the ladder again. Others will enter a door. When they enter, they close the door and throw away the key so that nobody will pass through it again. And they think they are wise. They are foolish. Because God will always provide a way. Say, who would have known? Maybe you are in this place for such a time as this. That this is the reason why God has orchestrated that you be in Shushan, the palace at this moment. If you refuse to help Israel, God will bring redemption for Israel one way or the other. But you will perish and your family will only perish too. Many people today hide information, hide truth from people. And people are making mistakes every day. Many of you, your friends come to you, ask you for something. You know what they are doing is wrong. You refuse to tell them the truth. They make the mistake and now you are laughing. I know. You are not wise at all. Not wise at all. Tell them the truth so that when they make the mistake, they know that you told them the truth. Do you understand? It's very important. Many of us pray and feel the power of God, but we do nothing with it. Anytime I feel the power of God sufficiently well, do you know what I do? I go to the hospitals. I don't believe that most times sick people have the courage to come to church, so I go to the hospitals. I'm always going to hospitals to lay us on the sea. That anointing you are feeling when you are praying, bah, 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 I assure you, if you stand before a dead man, that thing will stop. The anointing will respect itself. I'm telling you. That's how I trained people in Zaria at that time. When we pray, pray, we say,
also we see a vision. I see myself casting out devil, healing the sick, raising cancer, raising. I say, okay, don't worry. I don't say, apostle, I'm feeling that too much. I could not sleep all through last night. I was just praying, my hand was just shaking. I said, don't worry, today I have a special plan for you. I'll carry them teaching hospital straight.
I'll go to hospital, I'll meet the doctors, take me to cancer sessions, all this cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, where people are about to die. Test the anointing, all your dreams and vision. Here you have members and congregation. At that place, even Muslim will tell you to pray for me. At that time, they are not feeling the anointing again. They are now hiding. I say, you are the one that is telling me you are feeling the fire. You want to lay hands. Now lay hands, lay leg, lay your body. They are willing to lay everything. They are okay. And the anointing, everything keep quiet. And I can see them struggling. They are pushing. One lady will just pray. Nothing happened. The apostle, but I felt the power. I felt the power. I say, humble yourself. Go and keep on praying. Many more times. This is how I try myself. Many more times. I go to hospital, lay hands on the sick, keep laying again and again and again. The anointing is not just only to be falling people on the ground. No, falling people that don't need it. Go to where the people need it. I assure you, you'll be humbled. Because you pray for 100 people, only 2 may be healed. Only 2. And some of them will fall under the anointing, they will not stand up again. Check yourself. I'm not healed. United, don't fall again. I pray for somebody, the person who fall will change. He's still, the eyes not seen. I pray again, the person who fall, check, he's not seen again. I say, I hold him. I say, don't fall now, don't fall. See now. I want you to see your eye. The prime of greatness is to be able to ensure that through what God has given to you, you produce result for the kingdom. When you send the power and the anointing of God upon your life, most time it's not just to go and start ministry. No, it's to represent the Lord. Many people are dying around you every day. You can use some of those power and anointing to represent the kingdom. Many more times you are waiting to be given the microphone. It's a waste of time. The things you cannot do without the microphone, even if they give you a microphone, you can never do it. There's no magic with this microphone. Really, really serious. I'm telling you the truth. If you cannot pray without the microphone, even if we give microphone, after a while we discover you cannot pray also. At least if we leave it with you for a long time, you will drop it. If you cannot truly preach without the microphone, even if we give you, you cannot do it. You are the hope of our time. You are the minister of the new covenant. You are the ministers of life. Don't focus so much on starting a ministry. You are the ministry. Your life is a ministry. The life you are living today is a ministration of the Lord. If your life today is not an effective ministration of the Lord, even if you start a ministry, it's a waste of time. Because it's still you that is the representative of the ministry. Whatever you do is what they call the ministry. I get what I'm saying now. What should your ministry do? Prayer, equipping the saints, healing the sick. That's what you should do as an individual. Not the title of a ministry. Do you know what I'm saying now? Because even if you have the International Ballistic Missile, aka Channel Missile of the Lord International, as long as you are not effective as a minister, as a ministry, it's a waste of time. It will not do anything. Okay? And if you are not helped by God, you may never be able to help others. If God has helped you and you don't help others, you're a bad and a wicked person. That's why every day all through our life we live our life helping people. Why? Because that is what I call the prime of goodness. Ask yourself, can you do it or you don't want to do it? If you can do it, do it. If you cannot do it, then learn how to do it. In keeping to the kingdom perspective, you must learn the things of God and be faithful executing the plans of God upon the face of the earth. When you say you cannot do it because you don't have the wealth to do, equip resources to do it, whether spiritual or physical resources, and when you say I cannot do it or I won't do it, it's because you just choose not to do it. Many of you is I would not do it. You don't want to do the works of God. You don't. So you believe, you choose to be not known of God in your life. The whole of your life, nobody know you know God, whether on social media, whether in your office, whether in your work, nobody know you know the Lord. In fact, they are even confused. Are you a Muslim or are you a Christian? Are you an idol worshiper? Because even your name self, they don't know whether it's a Christian name. And you don't care. And you want to go to heaven. How? Because angels will be confused. Whether you, but are you really a Christian? Maybe it's one man that will come and carry and go. Or maybe you're bony people. Please, make your stand write to others about God. Okay. Many more times when God put an investment upon you, you do nothing with it, you will lose it. One of the reasons why many people have lost a lot of spiritual investment upon them is because they do nothing with it. They refuse to engage it. If God give you the gift of writing, write. If you are not writing, it will stop. God give you the gift of prophecy, prophesy. If you are not prophesying, it will stop. If God give you the gift to pray, well, there is not really a gift to pray anyway. But if there is a strength to pray, like let's say you begin praying, of course there is a grace to pray. When you are sensing that grace, continue to use it. If you stop, it will stop too. Every gifting of the Spirit is stopped the day you stop it. I'm telling you the truth. That's one thing I realize. Sincerely speaking, every gift you notice in your life, use it. If you are not using it, you stop. The Bible says strong meat belong to them who by reason of use, they have exercised their senses. You must exercise. Do you know that the more you sing, the more you become better? The more you play something, the more you become better. I have preached thousands of times. So whether you wake me from sleep, I can still preach. Do you understand? So anything you do, you become better. That's how it works. If God gives you a gift, utilize it very much. It is required of us to go out there, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Daily, do it. That's your daily work. In your office, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. I don't care whether some people used to call me, Apostle, what's my purpose in life? I said, I don't care. Choose anything you want to choose. Ensure you are healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out devils where you are. That's all. I guess what I'm saying now. If you want to be a dancer, but when there is need to what? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devil, do it, then continue your dancing. If you want to be a market woman, be a market woman. When there's a need to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devil, do it. Then when you are done, tell them Jesus Christ is the one that did it. You will be more than the pastor in your church because he never did that. And you must understand, lastly, that many people have merchandised the things of Christianity. Please, let it not be such. Whether you like it or not, it's not everything that you do that you must be paid for. Do you understand? When you're starting in life, don't be after what you can get as monetary value. Be after impact and influence. Be after blessing lives. When you bless people, they will reward you. One of the strongest reward systems of the kingdom of heaven is how much more your life has been a blessing to others that you are rewarded. They may not actually be the one to give to you, but God will find a way to reward you. God truly rewards faithfulness and the obedience of his servant. All of us prosper according to our obedience in God. Okay. Recently, people were telling me how much more I can make money online doing this, doing that. I said, well, whether you like it or not, the genesis of suffering is doing what God never sent you to do. Everybody may make the money there. You go. You now realize what is the redefinition of frustration. It will never work for you. Everybody must understand that you prosper in the area of your calling. You are not supposed to do everything everybody is doing. No. What did the Lord want you to do? Somebody may uncle may sell furniture and prosper. If I open a furniture shop, I assure you nobody will come there. I may not even know the skills to design a very good one. Helen is sewing clothes. He's a tailor, a professional tailor. I don't even know how they cut those things. I assure you, I will never prosper. If you tell me to sing so, I don't know how many of you will buy it. But if I preach, you will listen to it. So you must understand that it's not, don't do what people are doing to prosper. Don't dare it. Somebody telling me how much I can make money online. I can do this, put this material, put it. Young man, calm down. You are going too far. You are sweating, telling me all of these things. When you are here, when you are out of this place, I've forgotten it. The truth is this. Everybody has his own pathway. There are not two billionaires that do the same thing sometimes. And all of them are great. Don't be under pressure to do what other people are doing. No. I'm sure it's what the Lord will have you do. I'm not really after making one naira, two naira from everything I do from people. No. There are prophets today, ministers today, say, before you come and see me, bring so amount of money. That thing is good, but I'm telling you the truth. It's not always good. I won't fight them, but I don't think it's always right. The same thing. Every book you write, people must buy. Every message you preach, they must buy the CD. That's good, but come on. I get what I'm saying now. Imagine Ben just released an album. Let's say now say that album is 2,000. There's a limit to which people can buy that in at 2,000. You can make it 500 or 200. Even for yourself, you see. So they will listen, they'll be blessed. And one person can call him and say, send me an account, send you 1 million. Will he have sell that thing like that and get that one? People don't have an idea how this works. That's why some people are limited in religion. Everything they do die where it is because they have made a price tag to everything. Sometimes even in business, you sell cheap so that you can gain the customer back. Is that not true? Uh-huh. So please, it's not everything you must put 10 naira, they must give you 10 naira. No, don't do that. In fact, recently I discovered people are putting my message online, so I don't even know them. I'll go and look for the link, I'll share it out. I say, go and listen. It's my own. Go and listen. I'm telling you. Say, stop them from putting it. So that you put it. You, for what? Let them do anything they want to do. I get one. It's a blessing that they even see your music good enough for them to listen to it. I'm telling you. It is a blessing that they even took your song and they put it in another site. And they are being blessed by it. It's a blessing. It's good that your life has blessed them. Forget, they don't have to pay you. Don't worry, God will reward you. So what I'm trying to say is that there are many things you are doing today, nobody may pay you. You spend time counseling them. You spend time, you went to the church, you played the instrument for free. You play this thing for Cornerstone for free. Church is not paying you 1 naira. In fact, they're not even buying costume for you. No problem. God is the one that has a way to reward. And when the Lord intends to reward you, to amaze you. And most times we are developing these giftings and these abilities. The day you meet one king, you will do one thing and the king will reward you. Nobody has risen in life today getting paid for everything they do. No, it's a lie. There were times they went and did things for free. Many people meet me and tell me they don't have a job. I say, look for any way to go and volunteer. Volunteer and serve them for free. After a while, they will employ you. I'm telling you. Just go. You are staying at home, you are not doing anything. They are still eating food. Why not go and do a work at least? Maybe from there, you even meet a husband. You see? Eh, Helen? It's not true. Maybe from there you meet a husband, you meet somebody that will lift you up. Something will just happen. You just remain inside the house. No job. Go out. Go and volunteer. Volunteer in anything. From that volunteering, I know a lady that just went from volunteering. She got a ticket abroad. Go and volunteer. Offer what you can do. Let people know what you can do. Do it for free. I assure you, there's a reward for it. Nothing offered for free is free indeed. You think I'm offering this service for you for free? That's how it works. You always think like that. I am becoming better. And God is looking at me. He will reward me tomorrow. He's playing that keyboard. It looks like free. He's mastering his talent. Tomorrow he will pay, they will reward him. He's singing that song for free. It looks like free. Tomorrow somebody will reward him for it. The prime of greatness is offering things for free. But with the intention, knowing fully where you are sharpening those things. That one day, when opportunity meets with preparation, success is guaranteed. But many of us have never been able to do it free again and again and again. So even when you are supposed to do it for money, you do rubbish. If today they call you to Sinat studio and say, come and sing a song. You have not been singing for free. Now you that have been singing and collecting money, come and sing. You now come and sing rubbish. And you now discover that what you are collecting money for is rubbish. Please. The prime of greatness is in how much more your life have touched others, has been a blessing to others, and yet again you are willing to serve them again and again. Don't worry, all of you will become great in life, whether you like it or not. I'm telling you, one of the things I've realized is that people will become great whether you help them or you don't help them. They will become great. If you refuse to help me, somebody will help me. Do you realize that? Whether you endorse me or refuse to endorse me, somebody will do it. But the beautiful thing about it is this: I will become great to your own shame. You are not part of the greatness. When you could have taken the glory, at least I say, oh, I actually gave him water when he needed water. I actually encouraged him when he needed encouragement. How many of you have left some of your friends just before God lifted them? Today people look at our life and they admire it. But many years ago they were insulting us and fighting us. And today they are clapping for us. Why? Because every great man is a friend to everyone. Success has many friends, only failure stand alone. People will become great. That person you are seeing that looks like nobody, tomorrow will become great. But by the time you are fighting the person now, I assure you, tomorrow when he become great, he will rise with you at heart, knowing fully well that you try to surmount him, you try to force him not to rise. And tomorrow when he rise, he will remember that you did him pain instead of being able to help him. Help that other person that is by you. I assure you, tomorrow when you rise, when the person rise, you become colleagues in greatness. And the person will be proud that at least in my times when I was struggling, you were there for me. Today, everybody wants to be a shareholder. Everybody wants to be a stakeholder of your life. They were never there when you were suffering. When you were suffering and trying as much as possible to become who you are. Nobody cares. I remember many years ago, we were looking for money to do outreach. We go from churches to churches. The churches refused. They will tell us until we become their members of their churches or we'll become an evangelism arm of their churches. I said, look at this kind of thing. We left them all. We tax ourselves and go out for evangelism. And look at where we are today. What I'm trying to say is this. Nobody wants to hear the story of how Oyedepo was not eating before. How he slept under a bridge. But everybody is complaining that he's buying private jet. Are you okay? Nobody wants to hear the story of how Solomon that time in Zaria, when there was no money to eat food, where it was hard for him to get 1,000, when he was squatting in a place, when he was putting only one cloth, borrowing cloth to cloth. Nobody wants to hear that story. Everybody wants to hear success story. Nobody wants to hear the story of other men, how he was staying with his uncle and his uncle was suffering him. How there are times that there was nothing to his life. He was a graduate with a degree that could not afford you anything. No money, nothing. And he was suffering. Nobody wants to hear those stories. They only want to hear the stories of success. The same way that your life today looks as though nothing is going to ever become of your life. But I assure you, it may look like it like this today. But tomorrow will only be better than today. Every man you see today that you despise can become something tomorrow. Never conclude on people. Barack Obama was spoken to be a yellow boy, right? That he left Kenya and came to the United States of America as a yellow boy. Today, he has become the president of America. First black president or something like that. African president. There is nothing that looks impossible with God. Your life may look like nothing now. Let everybody laugh at you. Let them insult you, curse you that you can become nothing. I assure you, if you can remain with God, it will amaze you what you will become tomorrow. The prime of greatness is how much more for you to learn to understand that people will become great in life with your support. Without your support, somebody may be willing to help them. And by the time they rise, it will be to your shame that they rise even though you didn't help them. Do your best to support them. Don't always demand money from them. Do it for free. Tomorrow they may be able to reward you. If they cannot reward you today, they will be able to reward you tomorrow. There are people that have given them money before, given them 100 naira, 200 naira before. Today they have millions. So sometimes when you see people give me certain things, don't just clap for me. No. Sometimes it was what I had that was supposed to be to me a seed. I gave it out to them. And today they stand and they are strong. What I needed to understand is this. Greatness is cheap. But if you are willing to serve others and sometimes be selfless enough, be willing to die. Don't just be willing to collect everything for everything. No. Can we rise on our feet in 1 minute? And just say, oh God, help me. And please, don't be found with the habit of criticizing great men. No. Don't speak against great people, except you don't want to become great. Whether the person is an occultic person, a billionaire, a millionaire, if you are planning to also be one, don't talk against them. Just let them be. Let them be. Except you are okay with your poverty and your life that is not of impact of anything. No one that wants to rise in life detests that kind of lifting. No. You are planning to sell furniture of 1 billionaire and you are insulting another company that's already be profiting in that. You are planning to be globally recognized and you are insulting another person that's already breaking that track record. You are a joker. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Influence is spiritual. Rising in life is spiritual. Growth in life is intentional. Growth in life is deliberate. You must be deliberate. You must be intentional in this life to rise. Ask the Lord and say, Father, help me to rise. Help me to be lifted. My background cannot keep me on the ground. It's a lie. I might have come from a poor background. I might have come from a place where no one is recognized. That should be the reason why you should rise. Everybody has failed in your family. Yes, it's okay, but you refuse to be one. Refuse to be one. No one has ever succeeded in your life. Nobody has ever succeeded in your family. No one. You have known the Lord now. That is the only thing you need. Now is the time to invest in knowledge. Invest in wisdom. Buy books. Spend time at night praying. What are you doing? Learn it the more again. How can you become best in anything you do? Best in singing. Best in fashion. Best in tailoring. Best in the business. Best in furniture. Best as a motivational speaker. Best as a preacher. Best as an investor. How can you become best? You don't have to compete. No. Everyone compete towards the standard. You can become a unique entity yourself. You can become the best of your own version. You don't need to compete. No need for competition. As long as you can become best. There are products that you can't compete with them. No. They are too good. They are too good. You can choose to become that too good. A man wrote a book, an enemy called average. Why do you want to become average in life? Let everybody that come in contact with you, come in contact with your material, be blessed. I can't preach a message you cannot be blessed. I can't write a book that somebody cannot be blessed. I can't make a post that cannot bless somebody. Everything you do, let it be blessed to another. That is greatness. Your commandment, your speakings, your laws, everything you say, let it be accurate. Let there be excellence in the things you do. Yes, you produce furniture, let it be excellence. You produce music, let it be excellence. As people listen to your songs, let them have encounters. Let cancer disappear. Let them be healed. Let demons leave them. As you minister, let men be healed. When you lay hands on the sick, let them be recovered. Everyone is anointed, but when you lay hands, let something happen. When something happens, you will be noticed. When you are noticed, that's the greatness. Something has to happen at your ministration. Something has to happen at your speaking. He said he sent them. He sent his word. And his word healed them. He said, I am a man under authority. He said, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Does your word carry power? Does it carry power? Greatness comes from the speakings of your word. How you speak words and things shift. When you speak, atmosphere respond. Can you command heaven? He said, do you know the ordinances of the Pleiades? Can you establish their dominions? Can you speak to Orions? Can you speak to the constellations? Can you command thunders and they bow? Can you decree a thing and it will be established? The utterances of men vetoes their strength in God. Do you know the utterances that shift things? Can men be apportioned to die tomorrow and you appear and you say, this one will live and he will live? Can you be gods upon the face of the earth? He said, there is one who the spirit of the Holy Ghost dwell among him. That is greatness. How a man utterance can change situation. How everybody want to die in the family and yet you appear. You say, this one live and he lives. Your mother was apportioned to die in the hospital. You say, no, I know the Lord, she lives. Everyone die via an accident. Say, I will not die. Everyone cannot give birth. You say, no, me, I must give birth. You can believe the Lord for a dimension. When the hand of the Lord come upon you, this can shift. Don't just be no man. Greatness come with a price. Be willing to pay it. Be willing to pay for it.